bracha that comes up a lot in our lives, not just once a day, but many, many times over the course of the day. So it's worth mamash really, really understanding what it means. And beyond that, many of the svarim that I read talk about this idea that Ahasuerus Yetzer is a skula for good health. More than anything else, obviously you gotta take care of yourself, you gotta go to the doctor. But if you're looking for something spiritual to keep you healthy, saying in Ahasuerus Yetzer, it's said in the name of Chafetz Chaim, that's a guarantee to keep you healthy. I don't know, guarantee is a strong word, but that's as strong as spiritual. And we all want to be healthy. Can't be happy if we're not healthy. But that alone makes it worthwhile investing and learning a little bit of the meaning behind it and deepening our kavanah. There's actually a story I read, I think I put in here. Yeah, that said about the Chazon Ish, who was a great gadol, lived in Bnei Brak, and a Jew came to visit him. When the man entered, the Chazon Ish was saying in the Asher Yetzer Bracha, he pronounced each word slowly and clearly. The man couldn't contain himself any longer, blurted out, "My child has polio, and the doctors say there's no hope." The Chazon Ish empathized the last words of the Bracha, "Who heals all flesh and acts wondrously." The Chazon Ish then turned to the man and said, "So you hear that Hashem does wonders?" This is all the Chazon Ish said to the man. The child had a complete recovery. Gevalt. So, I can't promise you that every time you say Ahasuerus Yetzer, it's going to magically heal all of our problems, but they say that it's a big segula to be healthy. And why would that be? You know, why would saying Ahasuerus Yetzer keep you healthy? What do you guys think?
I'm less familiar with the bracha.
Oh, well, okay, we'll learn about it. Ahasuerus Yetzer, I should have said that first, I apologize. Ahasuerus Yetzer, as we're going to learn about, is the thank you that we say after we go to the bathroom. Every time we go to the bathroom, a Jew is meant to say thank you. And we're not only saying thank you for the ability to go to the bathroom, we're saying thank you for our body in general. Okay? We'll learn a little bit about where that comes from. But that's the Ahasuerus Yetzer. So you say that thanking God for your health will protect you and make sure that you're kept healthy. So why would that be that thanking God for our health would keep us healthy?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's an idea that if you give thanks for when things are going well, then you don't necessarily need to go through the challenging times to make you forced to get there.
Get that appreciation.
Yeah.
Exactly. Very good. That's definitely, that makes a lot, you've already gotten to that consciousness, so you don't need to go through the pains. Good.
Also, the bracha is, it's talking about, like, how like amazing it is that your body's working, and if you say it every time you go to the bathroom, you're going to be constantly thinking about how lucky you are that your body's working, and you're not going to want to.
Brilliant, ruin it. Right? That's great on a practical level. If you really appreciate your body, then you know, keep it in a totally different way. It's a vessel. It's a gift from Hashem. Beautiful. I didn't think of that, but it was beautiful. I was thinking of a different idea. The Derech Hashem talks about how a bracha draws blessing down to Hashem. And so then it's a cycle. Then you can be grateful. And then once you're grateful, Hashem wants to give you more blessing. It's like a flowing cycle. But that you need to have that gratitude to open up our vessels in order to receive that blessing that we call health. So Hashem should bless us with good health, first of all. Mizrat Hashem. Now, where does this bracha come from? What's the history behind it? So it all started a long, long time ago with a guy named Abaye. Abaye is a very famous sage from Chazal. What?
It's in the Gemara.
In the Gemara, exactly. Abaye and Rava. And the Gemara in Bracha is Daf Samech Amud Bet, in the first source. Usually I do Hebrew English. Today actually I was in the mood of saving some trees, so I'll just translate it for you guys. He nafik when he went out of the bathroom. And where Bracha Asher Yetzer Et Adam B'Chachma Uvara Vo Nikavim Chalim Chalim Kaloi V'Yadu Lifnei Chisech Avdecha. When he went out of the bathroom, he said the following: "Blessed are you who formed man with wisdom and created with him many orifices that are the open parts of your body." That's what Nikavim means, and Chalim means the closed parts of your body. We'll talk more about it when we get into it. and it is known before your glorious throne, that if one of them would be closed or open, it would be impossible to stand before you. That's what he said. My chatim, what was the end, the chasima, the end of the blessing? Amrav said, Rofecholim, blessed are you, Hashem, who heals all flesh. Amr Shmuel, Shmuel's always challenging Rav. Kashavinu Abba Lekule Almeksiri. You're making everyone out to a sick person. By saying that God heals you when every time you go to the bathroom, you're saying that basically everyone's sick. I don't want to think that everyone's sick. So therefore, Rofecho Basar, the healer of all flesh. Not sick people, but all flesh. That was what he said. Rav Sheshes Amar Mafli Lasot. He does wonders. He does amazing things. So we have a three-way argument. How do we end it? Amar Papa Nilkach Nemrinu Letarvayu Rofecho Basar Mafli Lasot. Therefore, let's put it all together. Rav Papa always does this. Also, last week with Birchat HaTorah, there are different brachos. We weren't sure which one to do. We put it all together. So Rav Papa puts them all together, and that's why in our text we say Rofecho Basar Umafli Lasot. So all three of the languages get in there. And that's the source. A few thousand years ago, Abayu said this. Now, of course, it doesn't end there. Was it Tana or Amara? I forgot. It was an Amara. Either way. I'm not sure if he was like decreeing it as a law, or if this is just his spontaneous thing that he did. But by the end of it, it's clear that they're arguing over a text, meaning there's a set thing going on here. It's not just his spontaneous thing. Yeah. I'm sure there are people before him who have said thank you to God for going to the bathroom, but he made a thing out of it. And I didn't bring all the sources, I didn't bring the Rambam, but you can look at the Shulchan Aruch, which is source Dalet. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, Kishiyetze mi beit haknesset yivrecha sheyotar adam b'chachma. This is a law. When a person, every time after he goes to the bathroom, even just a little bit, even if you just had one tip of pee-pee, whatever, then you have to say Asher Yatzar. Now, what's fascinating here is not that that's a halacha. That's also fascinating. What's fascinating is now the Shulchan Aruch was in a long tangent, which he almost never does, explaining the meaning behind Asher Yatzar. Okay, we don't need to go into it right now, but it's fascinating that more than any other blessing, the Shulchan Aruch feels the need to explain why, what does Asher Yatzar mean? Okay? So, why is that? What do you guys think? Why is it that it's so crucial for a halachic work that's just supposed to tell you dry laws? But here he wants to tell you the meaning behind Asher Yatzar.
Isn't it the only blessing that follows you around everywhere you go?
Oh, that's interesting. I like that. Yeah.
No matter what, you're always in.
You're always surrounded by Asher Yatzar. And it comes up a lot. So you might as well understand what it means. Yeah, that's a cool explanation. I like it.
What do you mean, why is that different than like putting on tefillin like wherever you go?
Well, you put on tefillin once a day.
Right.
And there's some days that you don't put on tefillin.
Right.
But Asher Yatzar, like every single day, no matter where you are.
Can't avoid it.
Whenever you go to the restroom, you have to say
Right, and even on, let's say, Shabbos.
Wherever you are.
Shabbos, you don't.
Shabbos.
If you think about it, probably the blessing we're going to say most in our lives is Asher Yatzar. Cool. All right. I don't know. I thought it was interesting. Apparently, it's really important to meet and understand the meaning behind Asher Yatzar. And if you don't understand the meaning, it's kind of meaningless. I also think it's a perplexing blessing. It's not exactly clear. On the one end, it's after you go to the bathroom. So thanking God for your, but it's also part of the tefillah, part of the state of the tefillah. There's even an opinion that you would say Asher Yatzar even if you didn't go to the bathroom. And the Rambam, for example, puts Asher Yatzar in the laws of tefillah. So it's unclear exactly what it is, and maybe that's what inspired the Shulchan Aruch. I was like, some of the words just are a little bit confusing as to what it's talking about, as we'll see when we jump into the text. But anyway, that's fascinating. The Shulchan Aruch goes out of his way to explain the meaning behind it. Two more interesting notes, and then I'll tell you a story or two. So, whenever Chazal put the wording behind a tefillah, they almost always base it on psukim in the Torah. If throughout Shemoneh Esrei this is true, yeah. Virtually every blessing, they don't make it up. If they can, they tag it on to some other psukim. Okay? So this lashon of rofe, that Hashem is our healer. Okay? If you think about it, it's a little bit weird language. Like, I would think of thanking God for being my healer if I break my arm and then, like, it heals. Like, that's what or he's a doctor or something like that. But every time I go to the bathroom to say that Hashem is my healer, it's, like, a little bit weird. He's my doctor. He's my doctor because I went to the bathroom. Like, I have a healthy body, but to call him my doctor, it's, like, a little bit strange. Yeah, you'd agree? It wouldn't be the first word which would come to my mind. Mm-hmm. The doctor is usually after something's broken. Mm-hmm. He fixes it.
It makes sense to say, like, designer, because he designed you in this miraculous way.
Exactly. That would make sense. To say that he's my rofet, a little bit strange. Yeah? So, I think if we look in the biblical source for this, we come up with an answer. What's that? Look in Shmos Tet Vav Chafav. The Torah is describing blessings. It says, "Vayomer Yivshem Adish Malak Hashem Lakecha." If you listen to God, Vayishar Ba'anam, and you do what's straight in His eyes, Vazantel Mitzvotav, and listen to His mitzvahs, that Kol Amachaleh Asher Asanti Mitzrayim, all of the bad sicknesses which I placed upon Egypt, Lo Asim Alecha, I will not put upon you. Ki ani Hashem rofecha. Because I am Hashem, your doctor. So it turns out that biblically, rofe is not someone who it's not just someone who heals you. But God is saying, I'm your doctor, I'm your rofe, because I won't put curses upon you like I put curses upon the Egyptians. So once again, it's not about what healing you after the fact. It's about before anything bad happens, protecting you so that nothing bad happens to you. So apparently, rufe doesn't mean what it means to us. Rufe means someone who protects you from getting sick, from a biblical perspective. Make sense? That's fine?
Preventative care.
Preventative care, which is actually the best doctor. He tells you what to do, how to live, so you don't get sick. Make sense? So with that background in mind, it makes a lot more sense. This language, rofe chol basar rofe, that God is healing us and He's making sure we don't get sick. Oh. Hey, what's going on? Welcome, welcome. We're just giving a little bit of an introduction about Asher Yatzar, about a little bit of the meaning of Asher Yatzar and rofe chol basar mafli lasot. Okay, so rofe we've got down. This other phrase, mafli lasot, I'll be honest, I found a pasuk. I'm not 100% sure why this pasuk specifically was chosen by Chazal. Maybe we can figure it out together. But the end of the blessing is mafli lasot, which means literally, who does wonders. God does wonders. But where does that come from? So the story in Shoftim is the story of Shimshon. Okay, I know about it because of my bar mitzvah parsha. And Manoach was the father of Shimshon, and they gave birth to him in this miraculous way. And the angel told them that he has to be a Nazarite. The whole crazy story. Anyways, so here's the story in Shoftim in Source Gimel. So Manoach takes this sheep and an offering, goes on a rock, umaflila asot, and a pele, which means a wonder, happens. Umanoach vishtaroim, and Manoach and his wife see. An angel of God descends upon them. By the Mizbeach, Manoach v'ishto ru'im, and the Manoach and his wife see, v'yiplu al pnei ha'aretz, and they fall on their faces. They're in shock because an angel of the Lord just suddenly walks in. Shum, shum. And this is the language of umafli lasot. Mafli lasot is a language of when they see something totally crazy like an angel, and that's amazing. So that was a language which, who is it? Rav Sheshes decided to choose should be the Asher Yatzar ending. So why do you think we're using this interesting language? No, I didn't bring another bit.
Use that.
Yeah. switch off. What do you guys think? Any ideas? Why would Rav Sheshet specifically choose this phrase of Maflila Sot wonders when referring to going to the bathroom, which is used in the context of Shimshon, of Manoach seeing an angel and being in total shock when Source Gimel?
Maybe because your digestive system and your body's is a wonder. That's what the rabbis are aware of that.
Good. I had the same thought. My initial thought was something very similar to that, which is that exactly. In other words, we don't really think it's so wondrous. We just want to get used to it. Our body, yeah, whatever. It's cool. But they're trying to tell us is that we should be in shock. We should be fainting every time that we go to the bathroom. It should be like an angel of the Lord just appeared. It should be so in shock. That's ideally. Maybe that's why he used that language. I don't know. That's what Yaniv says. But I think that's really cool. They say many rabbis say many similar things. Like I think the Panovizhia Rebbe and Yerucham Emir was famous for saying that every time you go to the bathroom you should send a telegraph to your mom and say, I'm okay. Don't worry. I made it. I survived. Because it's that crazy if you think about it, how many things are going on. And you're okay. So that sense of wonder is perhaps something that Chazal were picking up on. Maybe it'll go. There's a different idea. I'll save it for later. That's how that should. What?
When was this prayer of Asher Yetzer like
created? Okay, I got it a couple of earlier. So, in the first source, Gemara in Daf Samach Amud Bet of the Gemara in Brachos, Abaya blessed Asher Yetzer, and then the rabbis weren't exactly sure how to end the blessing, but that's where it all started. In the sages of the Gemara. The Gemara then became codified by the Halacha and the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch. It's exciting. Okay, so that's just a little biblical background. Now I just want to tell you, before we get into the rest of the stuff, don't worry about that. I'll just tell you two stories, and then we'll get into it. Okay, story number one. Yesterday, I was coming home from where I teach, and it was about 4:30, and I really, really had to go to the bathroom. Why? Because I drank a lot of water. And I wanted to go into my house, but my house was like locked. My wife had a client. So, and I was going to go chill by Eitan, my good friend. But his house was locked, and I really had to go. I was really annoyed and angry. I was like, what do I do?
25 Beer Sheva.
Where's that? Oh, well, I didn't think of it. I didn't think of it. So I'm pretty close to Gan Soccer. So I said, I'll go to Gan Soccer. So I'm like, getting my way to Gan Soccer. And on my way to Gan Soccer, I saw a frisbee game of these yeshiva guys. And I wasn't in such a good mood. And after that, I was just moment in heaven. I went to the bathroom, and then I asked them to play frisbee, and they let me play, and I played really well, and we won, and had the best time, just in time for my next kavrutos. It was amazing. But why am I telling you that? Just besides for the guys, it's a cool Ashkacha Prata story of Hashem, like, give me a kiss when I was down. But I was just thinking of how much pain I was in at that moment when I really had to go to the bathroom. And just imagine like someone would have opened this door right at that moment and said, don't worry, you can go use my bathroom. I would have like given him a hug and like I'd write him a letter every Hanukkah and like thank him, you know? So like imagine if we had that type of gratitude every time we went to the bathroom. Hashem lets us go to the bathroom. There are people that can't go to the bathroom. So that was just a thought. And they say a similar story I've heard about the Malbim. They ask, everyone asks, why do we light 8 candles on Hanukkah? How many candles really should we light? 7. Because the first night wasn't so miraculous. The miracle is that the candles kept going and for 7 more nights, but that first night wasn't so miraculous. So that's the Beis Yosef's question. There's thousands, a million answers. The answer that I love is that the 7 nights we're celebrating open miracles, but for one night we're celebrating the miracle that a candle can burn. That's also a miracle. The regular normal things that we get so used to, that's also we need to make time to celebrate that. Like the story of the Malbim, who one night, you guys should try this, and at like 3-4 in the morning he wakes up all his kids and says, quick, come, the miracle is happening, it's a miracle, and they all think Mashiach is coming, and they go outside and they see the sun rising, and they said, Gevalt, it's a miracle. Just have to appreciate it. So I think we all intuitively know this, but it's always important to mechazek. Asher Yetzer is that time where we're just reminding ourselves of the miracles, which are our body, and how awesome that is.
Remember camping when the sun was going down and watching it?
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. When you get into nature, then that's really when you can appreciate it for sure. One more thought I'll share. From my holy wife. So I was just eating dinner with her, and she shared a really beautiful idea. I hope you guys like it. She says, why is it that of all... why did God choose to make us have to do this disgusting thing? Like, going to the bathroom, especially in number two. Like, it's so degrading. You know, like, couldn't God have just, like, pushed a button and, like, had it not be such a big deal? Or, like... in the desert, like, apparently people didn't go to the bathroom. Like, why did Hashem do that? I mean, I don't know why Hashem does things, but what do you guys think? Why would Hashem make us go through that? What do you think about that?
Then the control makes you aware of the things you're taking in. And you see that it's going to go out.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Nice. Can you write these ideas down? I gotta write down some. I'm gonna forget them all. Beautiful. You know what's going in because it's
confusing. I think it's humbling. You know, like you don't get too high on yourself. You know, right before you have to go to the bathroom. You know, because as you said, it can be kind of degrading. So I think it promotes humility.
I agree. That was my gut. Also, I was gonna say something. So it's like it's important to like realize you're an animal. Like you're not an animal. You're bring yourself a little bit down. From that state of haughtiness. I like that. Any other ideas? So I'll offer my wife's idea. I really liked it. She says, is to remind us to let go. It's extremely important constantly to let go. And then stuff gets in us. It's not bad, but that's just part of life. And when I say stuff, I mean anger, negativity, stuff. Negative stuff, negative energy, negative thoughts. And perhaps every time we go to the bathroom, a cool meditation would be just like not just get rid of our physical stuff, but all the anger we're holding inside, all the stuff that we have. Take that as a meditation to get rid of it. Maybe. Anyways, okay. Cool thoughts. Let's take a break from the source sheet. Hopefully we'll get back to the source sheet a little bit later, and let's open up our Sidurim. And look at the text of Hashem Yetzer itself. If you don't have a sitter, don't worry. We're in a shul. A lot of sitters.
Welcome to all the holy, holy newcomers.
Hashem Yetzer is actually the first thing I took upon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I was listening to Shirim on Asher Yetzer, and I was just hearing a great Musar Shmuz about how, say you take one little thing from this, and you get a little bit, once a day you say Asher Yetzer with Kavana, I think it's like a little improvement in 613 minutes, a little bit of, but if you think about it in the big picture, our souls last forever. So even a tiny little thing is huge, it's forever, you know? So like, just...
That's amazing. I was like thinking about this rock in particular because in the beginning, as I mentioned, I'm not that familiar with it. But I was saying to myself, I really want to learn it. So it's amazing how it worked out.
God willing, amazing. All right, Yala, Adkan, for this. All right, this is a letter that someone wrote about what Asher Yetzer meant to him. I've often wondered if other people also yearn for the same way to express gratitude for their good health. He's talking about how we have this amazing thing called Asher Yetzer. Physicians especially, who are exposed daily to the ravages that illness can wreak, must sometimes feel the need to express thanks for being well and thus well-being. Perhaps a generic, non-denominational Asher Yetzer could be composed for those who want to verbalize their gratitude for being blessed with good health. There's one unforgettable patient whose story reinforced the truth and beauty of the Asher Yetzer for me forever. Josh was a 20-year-old student who sustained an unstable fracture of third and fourth cervical vertebrae in a motor vehicle crash. He nearly died from his injury and required emergency intubation and ventilatory support. He was initially totally quadriplegic, but for weak flexion of his right biceps. A long and difficult period of stabilization and rehabilitation followed. There were promising signs of neurological recovery over the first few months that came suddenly and unexpectedly. Movement of a finger here, flexion of a toe there, return of sensation here, adduction of a muscle group there. With incredible courage, hard work, and an excellent physical therapist, Josh improved day by day. In time, after what seemed like a miracle, He was able to walk slowly with a leg brace and a cane. But Josh continued to require intermittent catheterization. I know only too well the problems and perils that young men would face for the rest of his life because of a neurogenic bladder. The urologists were very pessimistic about his chances for not requiring catheterization. They had not seen this occur after a spinal cord injury of this severity. Then the impossible happened. I was there the day Josh no longer required a urinary catheter. I thought of Abaya's Ashe Yatzar prayer, pointing out that I could not imagine a more meaningful scenario for its recitation. I suggested to Josh, who was also a yeshiva graduate, that he say the prayer. He agreed. As he recited the ancient bracha, tears welled in my eyes. Josh is my son. That was just a beautiful, powerful story about how appreciating our body. And I just put in some fun facts. You could get this on any website about how awesome our body is. But I just realized before that we didn't even do any Rav Shlomo. Oy gevalt, how can we not do Rav Shlomo? So we have to squeeze in some Ashayatzer of Rav Shlomo. So this is the Rav Shlomo packet for those who don't have it. Let's see what Rav Shlomo has to teach us about Asher Yatzar. Should be on the front page. Shiatar, he has something to say about it. Gavaldi. Okay, it's on page 20. Somebody want to read for us what Rav Shlomo has to say about the Shiatar?
I could read.
All right, go for it.
It would have been worth it only to hear. The Kol Arya, one of the Hasidim of Sanz, traveled for 2 weeks to see his Rebbe, Rav Chaim from Sanz. When he got to his destination, he saw the Rebbe of Sanz leave the bathroom, wash his hands, and say an Asher Yatzar. The Kol Arya said, it would have been worth traveling even 5 years only to hear the Rebbe of Sanz say an Asher Yatzar.
Psh, come out. Hafet. So this chassid would have traveled anywhere just to see someone say Asher Yatzar with Kavana, and hopefully will be that Rebbe, wherever we are. And just stop, and I recommend stopping, and a lot of times they have these posters, and just not walking, and just like really focusing. And everyone around us would be like, wow, that guy is so focused, so inspiring. You can almost inspire the world. But what I would recommend, actually, sometimes I do this when I remember, either sing a song. My song, my Asher Yatzar song happens to be Asher Yatzar Eta Anam Uvaram, and just go like that. But another trick you can do is touch like a different part of your body part and think about how awesome that body part is while you say the bracha. You touch your ears and then think about your ears, think your nose, your eyes. That's just a cool trick to get your kavanah. Okay, one more of Shlomo quote. The truth is, who wants to read for us? Who knows how to read English?
The truth is, we are blessing on the great, awesome miracles on the way our body works. We think that the sun and the moon are the biggest revelations of godliness. But the truth is, even a trip to the bathroom is a revelation of godliness.
Beautiful. Couldn't have summed it up better if Shlomo Mamish took us home. Everything's a miracle, and that's what Asher Yatzar reminds us of. Okay, so amazing fact.
How much do these guys cost?
30 shekel, which is really just printing cost. So, give out. The lungs contain over 300,000 million capillaries. They relayed at the end they would stretch 2,400 kilometers. A man's testicles manufactures 10 million new sperm cells each day, enough that he could repopulate the entire earth in only 6 months. Human bone is as strong as granite in supporting weight. A block of bone is the size of a match bus can support 9 tons. That's 4 times as much as concrete can support. Dude. The largest organ in the body is the skin. In an adult man, it covers about 1.9 m2. I don't know what that means. The skin constantly flakes away. In a lifetime, each person sheds about 40 pounds of skin. The average person in the West eats 50 tons of food and 50,000 liters of drink. Each kidney contains 1 million individual filters. They filter an average of 1.3 liters of blood per minute and expel up to 1.4 liters. The focusing muscles of the eyes move around 100,000 times a day. To give your leg muscles the same workout, you would need to walk 8 kilometers every day. The eyes receive approximately 90% of all our information, making us basically visual creatures. You see with your brain, not your eyes. Our eyes function like a camera, capturing light and sending data back to the brain. The bladder, located in the pelvis between the pelvic bones, is a hollow muscular balloon-shaped organ that expands as it fills with urine. Although a person does not control kidney function, a person does control when the bladder empties. Bladder emptying is known as urination. The bladder stores urine until the person finds an appropriate time and a place to urinate. A normal bladder acts like a reservoir and can hold up to 1.5 to 2 cups of urine. How often a person needs to urinate depends on how quickly the kidney produces the urine that fills the bladder. The muscles of the bladder wall remain relaxed while the bladder fills with urine. As the bladder fills to capacity, signals sent to the brain tell a person to find the toilet soon. During urination, the bladder empties through the urethra located at the bottom of the bladder. Those are just 10 beautiful fun facts. And maybe over the course of the week, I'll throw some more fun facts if I have time, just to keep us inspired. I will give a 3-minute summary of what we learned today. Asher yatzar et ha'adam b'chachma, God created us with wisdom. The human body is amazingly, ridiculously, miraculously complex. Anyone who doubts God after learning some biology and understanding how amazing the human body is, he asked me, is just it's crazy. Because it's mom's cray. But not just that, we're not just talking about the physical body, but nikavim, chalim, our physical body, which is linked to our spiritual body, okay? And we couldn't survive a moment without our body functioning perfectly. Saying Asher Yatzar is a segula for being healthy, okay? But not just that, but in addition, saying Asher Yatzar is a guarantee for spiritual happiness, because a person is truly appreciative of the amazing blessings that God gives us, then he will has no choice but to be happy. He will feel like, how much would we pay to be able to go to the bathroom? Millions and billions and trillions. We're all trillionaires. As long as we think about it. As long as we're conscious about it. And every Asher Yatzar gives us that ability. So Hashem should bless us that this week, just even a little bit more kavana when we say Asher Yatzar. And we'll hopefully bring a lot of blessing down to our lives and to the world.
Can I make a point?
Yes, go for it. Finish up.
Also, like,